Okay, let's finish off what we started last night. Where is he? Okay, you guys asked a question about, as well as partially we have to go to Av Meir. You asked a question about carrying in an apartment building, Erev Chatzeres, or in a campsite, or for that matter, in a yeshiva dorm. You have a yeshiva dorm, or in a yeshiva. So the question is, are you allowed to carry throughout the apartment building, throughout the area, the enclosed area, and so on? So the din is like this. Biblically, any place which is enclosed with four walls or three walls sometimes is a reshus hayachid. It's a private domain. Therefore, halachically, you'd be allowed to carry in the building. The Chachamim came along and they said that if there's a number of people in the building, so then you need, it looks semi-public, and therefore, in order to be able to carry in that building, you need to make all the apartments into one. You need to make all the apartments into one. So how do you make all the apartments into one? So there's a number of dinim involved. Number one, let's say it's a duplex with a Jew and a guy. A Jewish family and a non-Jewish family. And the backyard is enclosed. There's a common hallways. The din is, you don't need an Erev Chatzeres, because the domain of a guy doesn't make a problem. But if there's another Jew in the building, then the domain of the non-Jew makes a problem. And therefore, let's speak in a simple, again, there's zillions of details in these halachas, I'm just talking generally the concept. So let's say you're in a hotel, okay? The hotel, indoors of the hotel, is completely enclosed. It's not an issue as far as biblically is concerned to carry. But you have a lot of different rooms in the hotel. Okay, and there's a lot of different people in the hotel. There's Jews and there's Goyim in the hotel. So really what you need to do, you need to make what's called an Erev Chatzeres number one. But before you do that, you need to do something else. And you have to get rid of all the non-Jewish properties. How do you get rid of all the non-Jewish properties? So, technically, you have to go to each Goyish neighbor. Let's say you have three Jews and three Goyim, okay? So you need to go to each one of the neighbors and give them a dollar and say you're renting the whole inside of the hotel is mine. And you gave each one of the Goyim a dollar each, and you tell them that you're renting their rishus in the public places that you should be allowed to carry. Now, what's usually done in a hotel, which I'll be then you're allowed to do, you don't have to go to each room in the hotel. You can go to the management of the hotel, who's in charge, and you give them a dollar, and you say, I'm renting the whole inside area of the hotel from you. Okay, so now it's all yours, whichever Jew does that. But there's another two Jews in the building. So you need to unite them to be allowed to carry in the building. So what do you need to do? That's where Erev Chatzeres comes in. Erev Chatzeres actually means a mixture of the courtyards, but actually you combine the courtyards into one. How do you combine the courtyards into one? So let's say, practically speaking, ideally, every person gives X amount of challah and it joins together, and then the challah is put in one house. And because it's in one house, that house unites all the people together. So what you could do, you don't have to go to each person. You could have one person buying a box of matzah, and I'll tell you why it's practical to use matzah. You use a box to get a box of matzah. And let's say there's three other people in the building. I come over to somebody else, either one of the other tenants, or my family, if there's nobody else around. They pick up the box of matzah, and I say, this is to be mezaka, to make it good for all the people in the building. And then I take this box of matzah from them, I make the bracha Erev Chatzeres, and therefore now all the apartments became mine, because we just joined them by making the Erev Chatzedes. As long as the matzah lasts, the Erev Chatzedes is good. The matzah gets eaten up or lost or whatever, the Erev is broken. That's why, what matzah do you use? So some people, by the way, have a minig, they make Erev Chatzedes every week, but most, 99% of people don't do it. They'll do it once a year, but the thing is like this, why do you use matzah? Because my bread is going to spoil. Once it spoils, it's not going to be good. So back to matzah. So now, the box of matzah, though, can't be good for Pesach, because Pesach, you can't eat chametz tikka matzah. So what some people do, actually, out of Pesach, they make Erev Chatzedes with a shmur matzah, or a few shmur matzah, depending how many people there are, and they put it away in the house, and it lasts over Pesach, it can even last over next Pesach, because it's Pesach tikka matzah. Or if you use chametz tikka matzah, then for Pesach, you have to make an Erev Chatzedes with Pesach tikka matzah. Now, what happens, l'moshul, in a yeshiva? Okay, you have a yeshiva, you have a dorm. Now, the problem is, everybody is separate departments, separate things. So, well, do they need an Erev Chatzedes? The answer, they don't need an Erev Chatzedes. Why? Because there's one dining room, and that dining room where everybody is eating, that automatically connects everybody together. The fact that there's one dining room connects everybody together. Or if you go to a Shabbaton, let's say, in a hotel, you go to JLR, whatever it is. So how do they do it? Obviously, the place has to be enclosed. If not, you can't carry there anyway. But if the place is enclosed, they go to the management of the hotel, they give them a dollar, they say, we're renting the whole inside and outside of the hotel. Everybody's eating together anyway, so that itself is enough for Erev Chatzedes. The Rebbe tells the famous story about his father, Reb Levick, who got the smicha from Reb Chaim Brisker. And the way Reb Chaim Brisker worked, if you wanted to get smicha from him, he gave a very tough smicha. Not only did he test you over your head for hours and hours and hours, but then he had you sit in his Besdin room, and when people came in with questions, he would tell you to answer the questions. So somebody came, was out of Sukkis, and they came to Reb Chaim Brisker and they said, we forgot to make an Erev Chatzedes. So Reb Chaim Brisker turned to Reb Levick, the Rebbe's father, and he said, no. So he said, the Sukkah itself combines them. Because they're all going to be eating in the Sukkah itself, Reb Chaim Brisker was happy with the answer, so to speak. And that's what it is. Now, what happens, which is another common issue, and the only time people should use a hospital if they don't work there is to have babies. But let's say somebody has a baby in a hospital and they're there over Shabbos. Now the question is, can I carry in the hospital on Shabbos? Can I carry in the hospital on Shabbos? Or do I have to make an Erev Chatzedes? Because there's a lot of people there. It's not only private people. So the halacha is, you don't need to make an Erev Chatzedes in a hospital. Why don't you have to make an Erev Chatzedes in a hospital? Because Erev Chatzedes means I have an apartment, you have an apartment, and my apartment forbids you, yours, and yours forbids mine from carrying in the public domain. In a hospital, you don't rent the room. They can move you around whenever they want. If I rent a hotel room, they can't move me whenever they want. This is my room. I paid for it. You can't make me move. But in a hospital, so therefore, there's no ownership of anything in a hospital. So therefore, you don't need an Erev Chatzedes because it's not my domain and forbidding your domain and vice versa. So therefore, bottom line is, in a hospital, if somebody's in a half Shabbos visiting a patient or whatever, they're allowed to carry not only in the room, but everywhere in the hospital. What? No, that's Erev Tavshilin. That's Erev Tavshilin. When I do things to allow me to cook for Shabbos, so then I have to eat the food. Yeah.
Did you mention once that the kitchen in the hospital allows
it? It's not only the kitchen, but besides that, because if the kitchen's trafe, you can't eat there anyway. No, I'm saying, nevertheless, the point is, it's still, you don't need to. Even a hotel, it's questionable. If you have to, lapel the minig is, yeah, but there's a letter from the Rebbe that locheira in a hotel you wouldn't need. But again, that's, the Rebbe's not writing locheira, you might not need. But anyway, so that's the story with Erev Chatzeis. You understand? That's, now, years ago, why is it called Erev Chatzeis? Because in the olden times, like we learned in the Gemara Shabbos, they have, the way it worked in Europe even today, you have like this, you have a main street, off the street is a courtyard. Okay, a gate, to a door to a courtyard. In the courtyard, there's a big surrounding area, there's 10 houses in the courtyard. Then you go the next, further down, there's another doorway, and there's another courtyard with 10 houses. So the people wanted to carry in their courtyard, which was surrounded by walls, they had to make an Erev Chatzeres. But what happens if you have a mavoi, which is an alleyway, it used to be like this, there was an alleyway, and then off the mavoi were a bunch of chatzers. Chatzeres, if you want to be grammatically correct. So then, many times they would do what's called shtufi mavois, they would combine different mavois together. So therefore, the people from different mavois could carry to one each other's mavoi in different things. Anyway, that's the fact of the Erev Chatzeres, what the person needs to carry in an apartment building or in a... But the reason why, if every... And therefore, the same thing with the yeshiva. So in other words, the bachrim all eat together. So that unites it. One of our mashpiyim once told us in Yeshiva Reb Shalom Merozov, Allah Shalom, was brilliant, brilliant. Anyway, he said to us, but, he says, he said it like a joke, but it wasn't so much of a joke. He said, if a bachur doesn't keep seder properly, so he's not allowed to eat from the food. So then it's not his kitchen. So if it's not his kitchen, it might be a problem of making a Erev Chatzeres. What? No. Huh? But all Bachim keep Seder. I mean, there's never no such existence. Okay, let's just finish up here before we go to Maariv. Next week, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start the Dinim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. There's a lot of Dinim. Okay, now, many people play with bead games on Shabbos. Trust me, you get this question a lot. People would have kids' programs, they were looking for activities with the kids. So you take a string, and then you put a bunch of beads that have holes in them. No kid, the kids do that. No, the girls especially. They make a bead necklace. Then when you finish with the bead necklace, you have to do two things. First, you have to tie the end that there's no, that the beads don't fall off. Okay, and then you have to tie the thing to itself to make a necklace out of it. So obviously that you can't do on Shabbos. You're tying on one string, you're dialing a knot. This video spoke yesterday about the tzitzis, that you can't make a knot at the end of the tzitzis on the string of the tzitzis because it's a single knot and you're making a knot out of it. Now, this doesn't apply this year, but you have l'mashal on Sukkis. If somebody, normally our minig is to tie the lulav together erev Yom Tov. What happens if a person didn't tie the lulav together before erev Yom Tov? So we're talking the way Chabad does it, that we mamish shab that dasman and rav is touching the lulav and with the things around it. And so over there you have to be careful because the way it's normally done, you wrap the lulav branch around the things and then you fold it in a bunch of times. You actually make a knot, a permanent knot that you're planning to leave it there. So then if you're doing it on Shabbos, you're not doing it, but even on Yom Tov, you just have to tuck it in. Until Chol HaMoed, you can just tuck it in. You can't actually make sure you knot it in a way that it doesn't come apart properly. Okay.